Are differences valued in your workplace? Are they integrated into all aspects of the way you operate internally and with all stakeholders? Is it your mindset, attitude, or a belief that is creating the obstacle that is preventing you from maximizing productivity, creativity, or innovation? How can you embrace the principles of diversity? Let's discuss. Hey there, my name is Rox Bartel, your kick-ass coach, and this is a weekly podcast for emerging senior leaders. We seek to give you a leg up during your first 2 years in role to help you quickly master the art and practice of leadership. This is the second in the series on diversity. Remember, we're only offering a few points of reference that are part of the broader diversity program we offer. Today, we're looking at that which generates the behaviors that become obstacles to the results we want. In episode 35, we practiced reverse engineering to look at how results were produced by behaviors, and we learned that when we can clearly see and articulate the specific behaviors, we can either replicate the outcome we want or change one we're not wanting. In this episode, we will go one step further back and look at how behaviors are influenced and sometimes produced by limiting beliefs or an attitude or a mindset. Last episode, we talked about how the conclusions we draw can create obstacles to our understanding, and I hope you recognized how when you act on conclusions without looking at the SOBs, you can make big mistakes. These problematic conclusions actually come from somewhere, so we're going to look at that today. The source of these behaviors are really our beliefs, attitudes, and mindsets. As a leader, your level of awareness has the biggest impact on the behaviors of your agency or organization. And therefore, you are also the lever for changing the outcomes. And while it's tough to accept that heavy responsibility, when you do, you're also in a position to make a huge difference. Let's return to the story that I told last episode to help me illustrate my point. Go back and listen to that episode if you haven't yet. It'll increase your understanding more fully. I'll briefly recap here. Dawn, my client, a CA who exclusively supports nonprofits, got a call one day from a client, the executive director of an agency he had served for more than 10 years. The ED was angry as a result of the behavior of one of Dawn's newly hired associates, Alice. In last episode, we learned how by carefully establishing expectations for his new associates, Dawn had unintentionally created a situation where Alice believed she was expected to be very tight with time and focus her attention very rigidly. And she had certainly understood this was necessary to honor the budget of the client. You may recall, Dawn realized he had created that expectation because of his past experience, and that had left him with the belief that millennials didn't share his values or his beliefs, and that he had to establish very clear parameters to control their behavior as a result. When he accepted responsibility for the expectations that he had set and how they had produced Alice's behavior with the client, he knew exactly how to change it. Dawn believed millennials, and specifically new CA graduates, didn't share his work ethic. And when he was honest with himself, he realized he also believed they were fundamentally selfish. Actually, I think he told me they were self-serving and irresponsible. He concluded he had to control how they operated when serving his clients. and he specifically chose to control how they managed their time very rigidly. And when his client, the ED, expressed her displeasure, he immediately felt like his conclusion was confirmed, and he was ready to fire Alice. And as we explored it, I learned she wouldn't be the first one who he had fired. And as I dug in more deeply, I learned many others had quit over the last 5 years. All of these experiences had simply assured Don his beliefs were accurate. Now he found himself questioning it all. It was when the client triggered his own underlying belief by saying that she understood how difficult it was to find good people, especially millennials, that he felt his belief was being externally validated. And only when he was ready to accept that he had created what he feared most was he able to gain a fresh perspective. Alice wasn't irresponsible. In fact, she was managing the client's time exactly the way Don had directed her to. Unintentional though it may have been, he had asked her to do that. When leaders like Don fail to be self-aware and vigilant about their attitudes, beliefs, and mindsets, you actually end up creating bigger problems for yourself, limiting your organizations and restricting your thinking, which in turn keeps you from making the best decisions. I can tell you, Don is horrified that he may have been the reason so many of his new associates didn't succeed under his leadership, and even more horrified when he realizes what it cost his practice. Now, go to my website at www.impactbank.ca and join my mailing list, or click the link provided on the notes accompanying this episode. I'm developing a handout to support your ability to apply this learning, and we'll send it out later in March. By the way, Don not only didn't have to fire Alice, that client has recently met with Alice again and has reported back to Don how much they're benefiting from her advice. So last time I offered you a few steps to get behind the conclusions that drive the unintended consequences. Now you're ready to look more deeply at how your own beliefs, attitudes, and mindset are fueling those conclusions. Like Don, start by looking at some of the broader challenges you have faced over the past 3 to 5 years. Have you had higher turnover, attrition rates? What are your schedule or regulatory adherence levels like across your team? Is there room for improvement in your client or stakeholder service delivery rates? Are you needing to check the work of your people to ensure they're adhering to the direction you've given? As you consider these performance gaps, what are your underlying beliefs and attitudes about your people? And how is it creating your leadership approach, your attitude, and your behavior? Did you see anything as you looked at this that you'd like to change, or where you may be, like Don, creating the problem or perpetuating it? Now you have the insight and influence to change it. After you have fully reflected on it, go experiment to see what you can do about it. Next time, part 3 in the series on diversity, we'll look at the interpersonal cost. How did diversity thinking impact Don's ability to inspire performance from his team? Don't miss it. I'm Rox Bartel. Make it a kick-ass week.